What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, this episode of Enough About Me is brought to you by my great friends at Milton's. At Milton's, you'll be as comfortable in their store as you'll be in their clothes, or as comfortable in their clothes as you'll be in their store, whatever you want. I hope Milton's is coming with me to radio.com. Milton's has been great to me. I love the guys at Milton. Dana, Bill are fantastic. And if you're a guy my age, especially with the holidays coming up, I'm sure you get seven parties you have to go to for work that you don't really want to go to, and you don't want to overdress like crazy. You want to wear something that looks great, feels great, and is at a great price, done. Go to Milton's. They'll make you look great. Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill, Braintree, South Shore Plaza. Milton's is the store for men. It is the best place to go. If you're a guy, you need help, and you want to look great, done. Easy. Prices are great. People are great. You know me. I'm not going to sit here and tell you something that's not true. I complain about everything. I've never once complained about Milton's because they've given me no reason to complain. Milton's is the best. It is the store for men.
All right, another episode of Breaking Balls here.
Breaking Balls.
How fucking dumb was that?
That's pretty dumb.
Is that dumber than Andy Shark?
It's close.
Remember those would be sitting there and Dion would be like, okay, you're getting the dog today, right? Let's talk about the dog. And we'd be like, this is not what we want to do.
No, the best one was when we got Tangway in the studio. He told us
how much.
Oh, that's right. You weren't there. He told us how much everybody made at Comcast. It was posted, and 10 minutes later, the lawyers were calling. They had to take it down and cut out all the parts where Tangway revealed all their secrets.
Do you miss Tangway or no?
Yeah. I like Tangway. I mean, he's...
You're trying to bring Trendy back, right? I heard.
I'm not involved in that, to be honest with you. I'm not involved at all.
Do you think she's coming back?
I don't know. I didn't think so until yesterday. Someone said that they were in discussions with her.
Joe Zarbano? Who else would it be?
He didn't tell me that. I think Mudd or somebody said that they're talking to her. No. And I said, really? I think she threw out a number. And
really? Oh, so she's willing to do it.
Threw out a number. Exactly. She's willing to do it.
Oh, then she's coming. Once that happens, she's coming back.
Yeah, but how long will it last? You know her. She'll get mad at me. And
I won't be there. It'll be fine. Anyway, so this is Enough About Me episode something. KirkMinahanRadio.com, Jerry Callahan, Judas Callahan. You can follow him at Judas Callahan on Twitter.
Oh, God. We're going to start with this.
It's been a month since I made my final appearance on the Kirk and Callahan show.
You're on this station. You're around here more than you ever were when you were full-time.
So I know. You're right.
God,
you're
needy.
Right. And I thought about that. And I've decided that this is going to kind of be it. So we'll sort of say goodbye here.
Oh, God, we're going to get emotional?
No, but I'm saying I think it's not fair to you and the Mutt and to Ken and Chris, and I'm like even doing crossovers or doing their podcast. So I think a good divorce is probably best for everyone involved, is I go on my thing and you go on yours. Don't you think?
Sure. Well, except I don't mind. People say.
I know, but I think it's not fair.
Yeah, I like to see you.
I don't think it's fair to Mutt.
I mean, when Dino hangs around the station, I get a little uncomfortable, but when you're here, it's fine.
Well, I have to be here.
I didn't know. I heard you say that Mutt's uncomfortable. He was uncomfortable when you popped in that day.
I thought he was, yeah.
I didn't notice.
I felt bad. Because it's kind of like it's not a winnable situation for him.
No. You know what? He was put in a bad spot. He's not even making a lot of money for it. He's not getting paid for it. But we just showed up one day and the show was changed from Kirk and Callahan to
What do you think?
The photo was just
really good photo.
Slapped together, these two old photos. It was such a rush job. It wasn't fair to Mutt. He was just told one day, you're the morning host.
Well, do you feel like it's the Mutt and Callahan show now?
Some days are better than others. I thought today we had a good show.
I didn't hear today.
What day is this? Tuesday the 16th, 18th.
Was Andy Hart was in?
1 week till Christmas, yeah.
It was a good show?
Yes, it was.
Good. And
because, as you know, the only all sports shows that really work are Patriots. You know, that's
especially when they're losing or
whatever. When they lose and when Brady's under the gun and when all the national guys are talking about him.
Was Brady bad on Sunday?
Shannon Sharps and Max Kellermans, and you kind of play off that, and we took a million calls and we fought and that works.
Right.
You know that.
Sure.
That works.
I've done
it
that, yeah.
It doesn't work with the Red Sox or the Celtics or anything else, but it works with the Patriots. So they provided, as they often do on Sunday, by blowing the game. And we just kind of, you know, pick at the corpse for a couple days.
Are you less angry than you were a month ago?
Less angry?
Yeah, about the whole process, how it ended.
I don't say angry. I say disappointed.
You weren't angry that I left, they basically forced me off the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You meant like on the air. Like...
No. You're never angry on the air. No, are you less angry now about that than you were a month ago?
No, it's I'm with you on this. I listen all the time and say, why is it over? You know, why is it over? I don't have a good answer. It's like the Malcolm Butler. To get back to sports.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like the Malcolm Butler decision.
You know the answers.
It doesn't make any sense. I don't have a clear-cut answer. I get asked it all the time, as do you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why did it end? You know, everyone's writing freaking stories about you. Every day I'm getting interviewed.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, you know, I'm not entirely sure. I don't know why. Here's why I shouldn't say I'm mad at you. I'm disappointed in you. You could have done this.
No.
You could have.
You know that's not true.
That's true.
You know that's not true, Jerry. They didn't want me back in here.
I know. I know, but I think you could have forced your way back in, and it could have worked, and it would have been...
It's not true. It's not fair. That's such a bullshit thing to say.
No, it isn't.
It is. I've been nothing but honest about you during this entire process. You should be at least honest about me. I haven't said one lie about how you've handled it.
Yes, you have.
Give me one example.
We signed nothing,
What would you have liked me to do?
My thing
in your world,
however long it lasted, like a month, 6 weeks. My thing every day was, Kirk, we can do this, right?
Not every day.
Well, that's what I said in meetings with the
more
boss.
More often than not,
we could do this, and it was three or four things that you had to, you know, adjust to.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't 50 things.
I read in that podcast is true.
Yeah, no, but we didn't have to do them all. Clearly, we're not doing them all. And I know it's different without you there.
I think,
Kirk, you could have done it. You're not that
rigid. Jerry, they didn't want me back.
I know. That's even more of a reason to come.
But they weren't going to let me back in the building ever. I could have agreed to that, and they would have said, I could have agreed to that.
Are you convinced of that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And they would have
really?
Said, yes. And they would have said, well, how about this also? Like, they just kept waiting for me to say no.
I agree. The goal was to get you off, but...
And you'd agree that the Kennedy camp, the Brady camp, the Walsh camp, the Baker camp, the whoever...
They won.
The Luong camp. They wanted me all gone. They got together, and it was too much.
Some got together. Yes, some
people walking
some
around here
conspired.
All the time. How do you handle that? Fuck away from me. Jesus.
You know what? There's more people than ever.
And they're just staring.
You would like it here because we could pull right in the parking lot and walk right in.
I just did it.
It's so easy to get in and out, but there is a bathroom and a couple other things around the corner.
See how much you like it, by the way. It's 7 inches during the show.
I know. They just keep walking by.
They're just staring.
You would have to have the seat with your back.
It's a guy speaking to a microphone. This is not fucking Neil Armstrong. Like people.
People are surprised that we're still friends.
Like who?
Like strangers. Like, I mean, not people we work with, but people, you know, like.
Oh, I mean, I know.
Not strangers, but friends from outside.
I know what you are now, and it's fine.
Oh, shut up.
What?
Shut up. See, I think...
Ken and Curtis both said, did you listen to their podcast yesterday?
Yeah. And you had to, you know, pop in. God, you're needy.
That was a sad move. But they both think there's more tension between us than before. And I swear to you, maybe you feel that way. I actually don't feel that way.
Well, I feel this professionally. Of course there is, you know.
Between the two of us?
Yeah, of course. I mean, naturally, we're not on the same team anymore.
But we're not going head-to-head or anything.
The thing that worked for us is we were... In, in sync.
I mean, lockstep, yeah. That's what I always say, yeah.
Lockstep's kind of like a Nazi term, you know? We don't want lockstep. But we were of the same mind.
That's a Nazi term?
Well,
did you read the other book I gave you? But
I'm into it, man. It's great.
Good. Isn't it a good book?
It's great. I don't even. It's one of those I'm taking my time because I don't want it to end.
The print's very small, though.
Yeah, but I love it. I love those kind of stories.
He's good.
It's called Hero Found.
Bruce Henderson.
Excellent book, just like Sons and Soldiers.
How about the books Mutt's given you so far?
I'll tell you, we're going to keep regressing, but one frustrating moment for me was yesterday when they had this Daily Mail story.
Yeah.
Which went viral. It was in the Post. It was everywhere. Of the
priest.
Kid that killed himself. 19-year-old kid, football player, but he killed himself.
Right.
And the funeral, the priest was criticizing him, was talking about he was not going to go to heaven.
Right.
And the father literally went up and said something to the priest. The priest ignored him. And then, you know, it was a big deal afterwards. And I said, did you guys read that story? And everybody there, it was Dickerson and Mutt. And everyone just looked at me and said, take that as a no. And I know you read it, and I read it, and we could talk about it all day.
I have thoughts on the Catholic Church, yeah.
Yes, we have thoughts. We'll
why don't you, for a minute or two now, at long last, because we'll never get to do this again, tell your story about why.
I don't want to. Let's talk.
Come on!
We're not done talking about, what are you looking at your phone for?
I just have corporate text. You wouldn't understand.
Corporate gurkies. Corporate gurkies. But we should go back to, you said all those people wanted you gone. Right?
Oh, we're doing, sure, yeah. Well, go ahead.
They did, of course. They did. There's lots of people.
But we're going to get to the crux of where you and I depart on this. Is you're going to keep saying you should have done this to piss them off, right? Come back.
To win, yes.
But my point is they were going to, Mark Hammond would have then talked to Philadelphia and they would have said, well, how about this?
So you're convinced that you may be right.
That's based on nothing actual.
Yeah, I don't have actual proof of that either. I mean, I clearly think they are happy to remove.
But you'd agree that they used my leave as an excuse.
At some point, it's possible. Which is strange because, like you said, there was no tipping point. There was no boom.
I think is that the Red Sox complained a lot.
But
that's what I think
always thought you'd get fired, and you did too, by doing something, right?
Yeah.
You'd get fired.
Well, not during this process.
No, I know. But in your career, in the life, there'd be another moment.
Sure.
Where you'd tell the boss to go F himself.
I have no doubt.
And you would get fired.
Right.
We always thought that. And I would be there to try and save you, as I always was. Mm-hmm. But in this case, there wasn't that moment. You never had that moment.
No, I think they had a chance to step in, and they liked, the guy who owns the company likes the Mutt and Callahan show. He told you that.
He told me that when I talked to him a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, he likes the Mutt and Callahan
show. Actually, it's weird because we've been doing it. Mutt and I have been doing it since August.
Yeah, 3 months or whatever.
But it only feels like a couple of weeks. But it's been, that's more than 3 months, isn't it?
August, September, October, November. Whatever.
Four months.
Yes.
4 months.
Yes.
Huh.
Do you feel like Mutt's your partner now?
Yeah. What do you want me to say? No.
You're in a podcast.
Yes. Yes. And it's you know what?
You feel like Mutt's your partner, like you felt I was your partner.
He's great on these sporty shows.
Well, hold on. I don't care. They don't need to praise him.
I was going to criticize him.
You feel like
Mutt's
your partner like I was your partner?
He's like my wife.
People want to hear honesty here.
Yes. What do you want me to say? No.
But you like him as much as you like me?
In some ways.
He's so disloyal. It's fucking unbelievable. Kirk, I made him. I created him on this show.
I know. Here's the problem is I was looking forward to you and me and Mutt. I thought that was going to be fun.
We thought that was for a while. We thought that was going to be kind of the show.
One of the things one of the concessions.
We basically said to them, you want us to be more pussies, no problem. We'll add Mutt to the show.
And we said, Alex is trouble. He gets in trouble. And
right.
The guys are political, like Tomasi and Trenny.
And Alex, yeah.
And Alex. It wasn't just safe. It was sporty. We were all happy with it. It was a good compromise, right?
We weren't thrilled with it, but yeah.
So I was looking forward to it. So were you.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, I think we were...
I mean, you like...
Remember, I pitched you guys a couple of years ago to do Mutt full-time.
We did every few days. We said maybe we should have... Every time someone else would get in trouble.
And Mutt was always good to... Yeah, and, I think Mutt's got to...
And it was going to work, the three of us, every day.
Well, it's the oddest... I think it's as odd a situation as ever that it's two of my best friends, my two best friends in the business, have taken over the show that I helped build... And now I'm sort of on the outside, but I'm still here because I'm working here and I'm still friends with you guys.
Right, and you need it.
It's kind of amazing. I think it's amazing, and I think a credit to me, that I have not, gone nuclear on you guys yet.
I know. On us?
Yeah.
On nuclear?
Just out of anger. You know how I get.
Right. Irrational.
Yeah. But then once in a while I hear a show and it's so bad that I feel good. It makes me feel good for a couple of days.
Like you say, you don't want us to fail. You want us to fail.
No, I don't want you to fail at all. No, I do not. I do not. You would want, you what are you doing?
I'm just checking my
fucking phone up. You have nothing else to do the rest of the day. Nothing.
I have
nothing. You have nothing to do. Nothing. What are you going to do?
Take a nap.
All your albums are taken care of. They're gone. You got rid of them.
You thought that was a pretty cool album cover, didn't you? The Eric Carmen.
I did. So you want to have the Ken Laird discussion right now or no?
The what?
The Ken Laird discussion right now or no?
No, we'll fight. Why don't we fight?
Sure, no problem.
You don't think
do push-ups every day.
You don't think you could take me in a fight, do you?
You're getting older.
It doesn't matter, but you know, you're fast.
You have a tooth. You have a bad tooth. I'll go to work on
you. You're
your
fast tooth. and you're a good golfer, but you're not that strong.
Not that we play golf together this year, but that's fine.
No, that's true. We never played because you moved away.
But you must I would say on the plus side for Mutt is, unlike me, is stability.
I'm not. I used to tell you this all the time, and you didn't believe me. I said I like the insanity. You'd say to me,
but
you would say to me,
go ahead.
You'd be better off without me. You say that all the time. You guys would be better.
Well, I think you are better off in some ways without me.
I said I liked the insanity.
Sure,
I liked the volatility, whatever you want term, the unpredictability. I liked it. It was fun.
You have sort of a different role.
That's what made me different. I know all these other people who work here. I know lots of radio people. They wouldn't like working with you because it is volatile.
Do you think I'm going to be a success in this next thing?
If you're not, I don't think it'll be your fault. You know what I mean? It'll be the medium or the venue or whatever you want to call it, the vehicle.
Right.
It's you know, weird. It's national.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. If you go national and you do fake Trenny, I'll be laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I think locally it'll be. I think locally it'll do well with the people who really like me. It's not gonna be as modest.
Do they know do they by region? Can you know internet radio? Do they know everyone is who's listening?
Yeah, sure.
So when I know you can't adapt. You won't try to be national. You'll do your thing, and you'll do fake Trenny. And us here in Boston will be laughing, and people in Des Moines or in L.A. will be like, "What the fuck is that?"
Well, the only thing I would say is, and I'm not Howard Stern, but when Stern went national, he still did a lot of infighting and local stuff, even within New York. And as long as it's funny, I think it's funny.
Yeah, I mean, obviously. But he also, you know, went gradual. You know, went to L.A.,
to
Philly.
That's true. But I don't think a lot of people in Dallas are going to be listening to me at the beginning.
But don't you want them to?
Sure, I think eventually. But I'm not – I think it's going to do well because I'm really talented and I think people want to hear it. But
yeah,
maybe
but,
you're right.
You know,
but maybe you're right. Maybe no one will listen to it. It's not going to be a disaster.
Maybe I'm right. I didn't say that.
Well, yeah, but it's kind of what you said. That's
no,
what you
isn't.
Yes, it is.
God,
way.
You are. Freaking,
it's true.
You're very insecure about this.
I'm not insecure at all.
I didn't say it was
I'm actually pretty confident about it. I think it's going to do very well, but I don't know. But
I
have no idea either.
You know that the people you have in mind will listen and like it, right?
Yes.
It's the question is, can you expand beyond them?
I have no idea, but I think there is. I don't think there are a lot of people out there who right now who are doing what I do. So I think the people who want me to hear that, where are they going to find it in other places? I'm going to find it here.
Doing
find it with Dale and Keefe?
No.
I mean, are they going to find it in some show in Milwaukee? Probably not.
No. But
so, I mean, it's different. I mean, I don't know.
And you were doing it, I don't know if it's the right time, but 5 years ago when Ordway did it from his attic.
Yeah, but
I didn't even know. I never listened to internet anything
back
then.
But Ordway's biggest issue was he tried to do... Ordway wanted to go back on the radio. Remember, he tried to put on ESPN. He wanted to do a radio show. I don't want to do that.
Right. But now people are much not
yeah,
just
younger. Yeah, 5 years
people.
Is a big difference.
Everybody is not necessarily listening to internet radio, but they understand podcasts. And when you buy a new car, they show you how to plug in your phone and you can listen to this and that.
So why didn't you want to come with me then?
Well, I'll fuck off.
What?
Can I say that?
You can say whatever you like.
Okay, let's set the record straight.
Go ahead.
I fought hard to get you back with me. You did nothing to get me
hard.
With you.
I wouldn't say hard.
You don't even know because you weren't around.
You said meetings.
What did you want me to do? Crawl across broken glass?
Well,
I did what I could.
I said what? No, exactly. That's exactly right. That should
I did
be,
what
that
I
be,
could.
That should be a Twitter
okay,
bio.
So you say I should fly to Philly and bang on.
So
Dan
I would have done.
Well, did you do it?
For what?
To bring me with you.
No, that's different.
Why is it different?
I'm taken away from a show.
No, you could have gone and said, Are you taking away from the show?
Yes, of course I was.
So you really cared? You didn't want to hurt EEI? Is that it now?
Well, no, but you and Chris and Ken and Mutt, right. Of course not.
So you could have fought to bring us with you.
Not true. I sat in that room that first day when Tim Murphy pitched to bring the whole show, and you said, you know what? Nobody I know listens to that.
No,
it's going to be irrelevant.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did.
I didn't say
that. And then we went downstairs for lunch.
And what
hold
did
on.
I say?
We went
I
downstairs
said,
for lunch after.
We can do this. And all I did
I'll do
every
this for you,
day.
I'll do this for you because you haven't heard in a while. No. That is not true.
We went downstairs. I immediately went back to trying to keep the show together. That's what I did every friggin' day.
We went downstairs for lunch after. And don't worry about them. Fuck them. We went downstairs for lunch after, and you said you didn't want to do it. Ken was there. Chris was there.
Ken
was there. Joey
said.
Was there.
This is
that
why
was
it's
said
bullshit.
Verbatim.
This is why it's bullshit.
Did you say that? Yes or no? Yes or no? You're lying. You're fucking lying.
You're talking about
lying.
Lunch in the cafeteria?
After, yes.
I said, Kirk, if you get me a three-year deal, I'm come with you. Correct?
So that's not what you said, the announcer. You said to me on the phone after.
No,
I
can
days after.
No,
yes, you did.
Because Ken and Chris were there. Ask them.
You told me three years, $750,000 a year. Which
yes,
you said.
And that was right where we were sitting, right. Eating, and Ken and Chris were listening, and they both were like,
"No,
holy shit,
no,
is that what he's going to get paid?"
No, it's you said on the phone.
No, it's not on the phone.
I'm not going to get into my finances.
I don't care. That wasn't on the phone, and you had no interest. You just said, "Yeah, whatever."
That's not true.
Okay,
absolutely not true. Of course, I did.
And I'm not blaming you.
I did.
I'm not blaming you.
I did.
I'm just saying.
I did not get the sense when I asked other people.
You with me than you did to bring me.
The sense of the enthusiasm on that side was very high to bring you up.
The enthusiasm was never high. I wanted to keep the show together. That was my goal.
Right. But you would rather do.
You are so friggin' self-involved. Honestly,
I am. That's the last thing I am. That's not true.
I'm a great tipper. You know, you did nothing to bring me with you.
No,
nothing.
But
you didn't make a call.
But Jerry, that's Jerry. Yes, I did. First of all, yes, I did. It's like, what are you looking at? There's no text line in here.
I'm sick of looking at you.
I did not. A and secondly, you're talking about removing me.
By the way, you look healthy.
I feel fine.
You don't look all. I mean, I was with you the day you walked on the railroad tracks. You look much better.
In what way?
Like just the facial, the eyes.
Okay, I'm medicated. The difference is fine. It's fine. The difference is it's obvious. I was being taken away from a show. You're fighting to keep me on a show that existed. You'd rather right now, and this is not, people think this is a criticism. It's not. You'd rather do this show with EEI with Mutt and Ken and Chris than do radio.com with me.
That's not true.
Sure, it is.
We never got to, anywhere on discussions about going to radio.com because you didn't do anything
You're
to bring me
radio guy.
With you. So were you. We did traditional, terrestrial radio.
Did you ever think you
were ready to come back like 10 different times. You'd agree, right?
I think we were close.
We were close.
We were close a few times.
So I would never gave up.
But then they'd say, well, not today. Or, we have to do this.
I don't know. You said it, and I'm not doubting you at all that they were not going to stop until you were out.
I just believe that.
I guess I do too, but you never went the extra mile and said, I can do this. Looked him in the eye.
Correct.
And said,
I didn't want to do it that way.
Because you thought that it was going to be a totally different show, and it wasn't.
Well, sure.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Of course it was.
No, there's only a few things that we couldn't talk about, and no one would even notice.
The show's different. You can do more of what you want now because I'm not there.
No, I know.
I mean, that's right.
But if you were there and we didn't talk about certain people.
Yeah, but I don't. The program director, I would never want to work for again. Like, I get along with him fine. We say hi in the hall. I don't respect him. I like them all. I don't respect local management here. I think they're middlemen. I think they're pencil pushers. I think they're pusses.
We'll see how much you respect
your
corporate bosses in New York or
you may be right.
Philly.
I mean, you may be exactly right.
As I always tell you about the program director said, you'll like the next guy even less.
Maybe. You might be right. I'm just saying.
You're never going to be happy with your boss. That's just you.
That's correct. But I'm coming in here every day and working with them, and I fucking hate the midday show. I have no use for them.
But you wouldn't work with them much.
No, but just like the fact that they're on the air is embarrassing. Stuff like that. Like I just couldn't exist. I would listen to them every
now. What was my pitch? We'll come in the side door, do the show, get here at 6 if you
but
want.
But like it would frustrate me when
we'd walk out.
It would frustrate me when I was on the show every day that the midday show with Dale and Rich sucks so bad. Now I take pleasure from it because I know I'll be going the same time as them.
The thing that drives
me
nuts.
And I will swallow them.
Is that, as we say all the time, you say all the time, is we're the guys being called in and talked to. we were the guys getting the ratings, and you would say that, when are you calling in the other shows?
I'm saying, dude, change. I mean, why
are
you
doing... calling them in and telling them that, you know, they got to pick up the pace?
But they feel it, but they also feel like they've won, too.
Yeah.
Like, I see them walking around. I get it. They think they've won, which, you know, I guess the only thing they win at. But they feel like they've won, and good for them. Like, that's great.
I told the story this morning off the air to Andy Hart of how I got, essentially got my first full-time gig. And I've told you before, I was on a show with Big O, and I was on the Big Show with Big O and Shaughnessy. And somebody had used the term pussy and gotten some trouble. And Shaughnessy was saying, you know, that's good, that's inappropriate, you shouldn't talk that way. And when he stopped talking, I looked at him, I shook my head, I said, you're such a pussy. And he got mad, and Glenn laughed. And then after that show, the general manager called me in and said, I want to get you on here full time.
That wouldn't happen today.
He said it was the funniest thing he's heard on the station.
Right.
And, you know, forever. And he said, I want to get you. And I think back to that day, the general manager was applauding me for using that word.
We're a program director now. And again, I see him and we're
much better. Lots of things happened.
Much better off than we were before, like even a month ago. This is a guy who sent a penis cake to another radio station. Huh? And 3 years later, he's sitting there getting mad if you tweet about Tucker Carlson.
I know.
I mean, like, what, you know.
It happens, though. I've seen it happen with other guys. They just... dark forces.
Yeah, but he'll get fired eventually. Right. I mean, they all get fired, so why don't you do it your way?
Right. It's a good question.
It's like Wolf with Salk. I'd be like, this is going to cost you your job.
I know. He did everything. This foolish. This general manager was an absolute fool, and he was an idiot. And he got...
Who, Brown?
Yeah, Brown.
Yeah.
And Wolfie did what he was told, and the whole time I'm thinking, this is not going to help you survive here.
No.
You're not going to... He's going to be out, and so are you. And it's true. And Wolfie was a good program director and a really smart guy. And it just ended because, you know, that's the way it works. If you don't, you know, stand up for yourself, it was disappointing. And it'll happen with him too.
What do you like better? What do you like better about Mutt than he did about Kirk Minahan?
Well, you wouldn't talk any sports, or if you did, weren't happy with it,
right?
You know, even Patriots, which was.
Well, that's not. I disagree with that. I would talk Patriots all.
I mean, you wouldn't like it.
Like I haven't. You know what's funny is I haven't watched a lot of Patriots this year.
You don't watch the games?
Not much. A little bit. Like I watched the fourth quarter and third.
Because of the kneeling, Kaepernick.
Yes, I just don't like Brady anymore.
Well, see, you must have been happy Sunday.
Yeah, I was. I was happy Sunday. Yeah.
See, Brady is the anti-Kirk. His whole outlook on life is so opposite from yours.
I don't know.
He doesn't.
He's pretty sensitive to me.
He doesn't want. Yeah, you're both sensitive. I'll give you that. But he doesn't want any negativity in his world. It's like,
right.
You know.
Well, no. I think he's become now so famous that like you can't even do a follow up question.
You know what? You're probably right in that regard. That would have been hard for you because we were.
I just wanted.
I had a big role in getting him to stay.
I totally get that.
And it would have been hard for you.
I just wouldn't have done it. I told you that. I wasn't going to do the interviews. I was going to sit them out.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did. I wasn't going to do those. I wasn't going to do Boomer. I wasn't going to do Brady.
Well, Boomer's fine.
I'm just bored by it. I wasn't going to do. Okay. If I came back, I wasn't going to do things that were going to bore me.
But I think that you're wrong when it comes to like Patriot talk. It's good radio.
No,
it can be
good
radio. I
disagree with that. Of course, I've seen the ratings. Of course, it is.
And it's good ratings. And
no.
That used to be all we cared about.
Yeah,
ratings.
That's not. I have no issue with Patriot talk. You know, that's fine. No.
Red Sox World Series talk?
Not great. And I think I was proven right again on that.
What?
That Red Sox talk doesn't necessarily translate to radio ratings.
Right.
I think I was proven, you know, it's pretty, you can print them out and take a look. I think I was proven right again.
Yes. I don't disagree. It was, they have to be disappointed. Although,
yeah.
I'll give them credit. I'll give this station credit. Local management stepped up and got rid of Neverett, and we all agree.
And you think if the Red Sox had said to them, you're keeping this guy, they would have said no?
No, but that tells you.
It would have rolled over, crawled.
As you tweeted, that's all you need to know.
That's
the Red Sox.
Well, Neverett is just everyone that it's funny. You hear all these guys in the air, Bradfords, and they're all in Dales, and all these guys. Everyone I've talked to said that Neverett's an asshole. He's a bitter, like fucking.
But
he hated us. He's a backstabbing. Like he'll F everybody around. But he doesn't have the balls to do it on the air.
Hated us, and you know what else?
And now he gets to do 14 Dodgers games a year. So good for him.
Oh, that's right. And you know what? Mutt broke that story 5 days ago, and no one gave him credit. No, and today it's like news. Neverett's going to the Dodgers.
Really call it news.
Mutt said that 5 days ago. Whatever. We take those breaking news stories.
I mean, nobody really gave a shit.
And he didn't like Lou when Lou went in the booth.
Yeah, that's
and Lou
right.
went in the booth because these two guys, particularly
sucked.
Neverett, didn't do their job.
Well, I think Castiglione sucks, too.
Yeah, but if you only had you know, one of them instead of two.
Right.
You brought Lou
me,
in.
Me, it's another example for, you know, I would have said, okay, great, Nebert's leaving. Here's our chance now to tell Castiglione to hit the door.
Of course.
Which would have been a half-a-day story. You could have had a new booth. You could go get Don Orsillo, say, from San Diego with Lou.
Like a player.
Well, I don't even want, whatever. Like Orsillo and Lou, say. You know, just say you could get Orsillo from San Diego.
Right.
I'm just making that by the thin air. I don't know anything. You put those two together, and you're off to the races. And nobody would care about Castiglione. Nobody.
What if Sean McDonough was sick of whatever college
football?
Well,
that's a big pay cut, though. He's making millions.
Yeah, but what if he wanted to do it? He's got money.
Oh, sure, but he wouldn't want to do it.
But if you looked around, found someone,
but,
you're right.
But McDonough used to be that
Orsillo.
Guy. Used to be 25, so you could find that guy somewhere.
True. And you got so many ex-players.
But they're going to do...
I say this. They have these folk hero guys. You know, Cedric Maxwell on basketball.
Right.
Scott Zolak in football. Yep. These kind of, you know, mm-hmm. color guys who are kind of wacky and
Beersy,
funny.
Yeah.
Beersy.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Sox have Tim Nevert.
Right.
What sense does that make?
I
you could have
don't.
Schilling...
Well, I don't think they're going to do that.
Well, too bad. Schilling would be
okay,
good
but
at
that's
it.
That's not going to happen.
Eckersley
right.
when he's
mean.
Not doing TV.
I know what you mean. Whoever, right. Whoever.
You know, you could have Shawnee Gomes, who's a goof. And
yeah.
he's a,
yeah. But yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. Yes.
You could find a folk hero.
Here's what's going to happen. I can tell you what's going to happen. The cheapest, laziest, least creative, dumbest option is going to happen, which will be Dale doing the games at Castiglione. Dale's backstage. You know, Dale took a... Dale. Dart into Joey's office. I mean, he heard it, I'm sure. It'll be Dale on a friggin' remote from, you know, Minnesota after the 11-1 game with Keefe on this friggin' computer at the hotel. That's what it's going to be. The
well,
worst
all I can say is
option.
Good thing you won't be here for that.
Oh, I can't wait.
But
it's
we,
the worst option possible. They'll do it here.
But I know this drove you nuts, and it would have drove you off the rails on the air when all these people were saying, oh, they want to make it a talk show, and all this, these dicks online or on Twitter were saying.
Honestly, for once I stayed out of it because they're so dumb. Like, it was,
well, that's,
nobody
said, and Joey was like distancing himself from it. I'm saying, stand
you.
Up and say, yeah, we're going to do the game right.
First of all, no one, you and I, we did this before anybody. I have never once said a baseball game should be like the Kirk and Callahan show. No, because that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
What it should be is, I don't know, two people having a conversation. Like, I used to make fun of Nevert, like, everything, no matter what was going on. He would be like, two-ish foul back, no matter what. We're not saying take calls and do bits. Just
everybody
fucking talk.
Knows that. They were being disingenuous.
Right, they were lying.
Dale was being disingenuous when he said that we kept comparing it to TV by saying ESPN's
right. well,
booth on Sunday night.
He's a disingenuous fuckwad.
And I'm saying, how about we compare it to radio? Why did they bring Lou in October?
Right.
Because the two guys weren't getting it done.
Yes.
We need an analyst. We need a player.
Right.
They brought him in. That's what they wanted.
Yes.
And never hated it. Hated when they tried to do the games right.
Right. And now he's going to be Charlie Stein. When Charlie Stein has diarrhea,
boy.
He'll do the
he's
fucking
He's going to be
games.
The Mutt of L.A.
Right. He's not going to be that bad.
Doing updates and fetching ice cream.
So that's what Mutt does better than me. He likes sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
What else?
I mean, he doesn't resist it, obviously.
Did you do the Peter King challenge as well?
No. That didn't work out as well.
How was the sex? Did you get laid last night?
That was my idea, by the way, the Peter King challenge. You made it work,
well,
but it was my idea.
You know what I mean.
I'm not taking it. It was funny when you did it, especially because we had it on video.
Right.
We had followed you down. You went to the gym and all that. So it didn't work. Didn't
my advice to Mutt, I'm not going to tell. God knows I don't. I got blown out of the radio, terrestrial radio, in 2 weeks. So what do I know? I'd say anything that you think I would do, don't do it. Like, don't do the things with the collars. Like, to me, it sounds bad.
Or, I know, he starts getting on me for, like, looking at the text machine.
Yeah, that's stolen.
I said, that's
stolen
Kirk's
valor.
Thing.
Yeah, that's, you know. But
he's been doing this long enough. He's got
you
plenty
of
You
could be a little nicer to him, too, though. I think you've been tough on him.
Really? Unlike you? When you used to do radio with him?
Well, yeah, but it's different now.
You abuse the poor boy.
It doesn't feel like you're partners. Yet.
Well, we're working on it.
When are you going to the Celtics game?
I don't know.
When are you going golfing?
That's
you go away on the trip? Are you going to play with him in the tournament this year?
No.
I'm in?
No. Well, we'll see.
What does
we'll
that
see
mean?
We'll see how much you lie about me when you get your own little cheesy little internet radio thing.
I haven't told any lies. I haven't told any lies at all.
Did I sign anything?
I have no idea. My guess is probably yes. You would if they asked you to. I have no doubt.
You're such a dick.
What?
You say you have no idea. That's a lie.
How much time did you do on the Pacific Life story yesterday?
None.
That's what I figured. Yeah, I figured.
I would
that.
Do it if you were with me.
Right.
Well, do you think I could do it in this current setup?
Well, just you can do it like it's you're Rush Limbaugh. Tell him to get the fuck out of the way. Take some calls.
See, that's one of those things like the funeral story we talked about. Those things. Those rare occasions. Well, every once in a while, I miss you.
Well, why don't you tell a funeral story right now?
I'll gladly tell a funeral story if you want to do it, but the Pacific Life story, did you hear, watch Tucker Carlson's explanation.
Yes, I saw that. But
and I was exactly right. He was talking about litter.
But when you start saying about litter, this doesn't look good. It doesn't.
But when you see it in context, Kirk, you know this better than anyone.
Take things
out of context, they look bad.
I am not rooting for
you. Were defending me. I give you credit. No, I appreciate
it. I'm not rooting for anybody.
I appreciate it. You were defending me, and this is a story no one even knows we were talking about. You were defending
me. Twitter thing, yeah.
And when you see it in context, when you actually see what Carlson reported, you say, oh, okay.
But
that's not controversial. That's not offensive.
You know what doesn't matter anymore? Context.
But to you it does.
Of course, but I think we know better than anybody now. That doesn't matter.
But when I watched it, I said,
somebody else just withdrew from Carlson last night.
Did they?
Yeah.
See, and last night he showed the original report when he was talking about litter. And he actually showed
Watching the pregame on Monday night. It was really good.
And it was maddening because what happened to him in this case has happened to us, where they just take everything out of context. And the people who are passing judgment don't take the time to see it in context. I said that friggin' Andy Hart, your favorite co-host. I know you miss him. He goes off on me.
I've never worked with him. I don't like.
You'd hate him. He's loud. He's sporty.
He's got no. He doesn't have a brain.
Right, he's another mutt. They're both muscle heads.
Yeah,
they're both short.
He's like a minor leaguer.
He's a good guy. We did a good. And he goes off on me for a tweet that I tweeted about the refs. You went off on me too, but you know I do that all the time. Anyway.
I went off on you about the refs? When did I do that?
Yesterday when you popped into the KNC podcast.
Five sets of jokes.
I'm okay with it. But he goes off on me and said, I blame the refs for the loss. I said, Andy, did you read the tweet? He goes, no, I didn't. I go, you just went off on a freaking 5-minute rant against me, and you didn't take the time to read the effing tweet?
Here's my question about Andy Hart. I don't really care that much about him, but does he write somewhere?
He writes for the school paper.
He's never been put in front of us by Curtis or anybody.
That's a good point.
Have you ever read him or Paul or
it's a good point.
Any of those guys?
It's in the school paper, the Patriot Weekly.
The one they used to send to us at the old office.
Yes.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And he does an internet radio show. What a loser.
Pathetic asshole. Probably make one. I'm making to do it. You want to have the Ken Lair conversation now before we leave or no?
No. I mean,
why no? Who's this guy? Who's this
Kirk,
guy
that's... We're not having a conversation. We're both fighting for our guy. That's all.
But he wants to come with me, though.
Some days.
I think more days than not.
Yeah, that'd be a mistake. But hey,
why would it be a mistake?
Because he's got a good thing going here. He's a big star.
He's got a good thing with me.
He's a big star. There's too much unknown. Plus, you're crazy.
Oh, but you get the start of something. Get the start of something that's different.
Plus, he knows who he's working for here. Once he finds out what he's working for there.
Yeah, well, he hates who he's working for here.
Don't change the subject.
I think that's an issue. If I took Ken, would that be a problem with us and our friendship?
I can't say I'd blame you because he's great.
If you're me.
But I will have a problem with other people for sure.
If you're me, would you have any loyalty at all toward WEEI?
Toward Jerry Callahan? Yes,
I would. Toward WEEI? The answer is
it's a good question.
I know
Kirk,
you. The answer, Kirk, if the situation were flipped, there's no fucking way.
Kirk, do you really think the guys at EEI, even the guy
I don't
Joey,
care.
Who
I don't care. I don't
hey,
care.
They wanted you gone?
No, but no.
They wanted you here.
No, I don't know about
everyone
that.
I should say everyone in this
no,
building.
No, that's not true. That's not true.
As we look into the midday show,
right.
But the people here who matter wanted you back.
Sure, but
the people that you're now working for, these corporate weasels,
right?
They wanted you out because they don't care about EEI.
But my point is, so I should then say, if Ken says I want to come with you, which he has said, I should say, you know what, Ken, you should really stay with Mutt and Callahan.
No,
of course
I understand your motivation.
Right, so we're both fighting for him and Chris,
yes.
And you know, I think we're each going to wind up with one.
Okay, when the corporate guy comes here and says I really care about EEI, I don't want to hurt EEI, and he does this, takes you away first, and then takes someone else, he's lying. He's lying.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, now I will derive pleasure from that.
So you're not lying. In this case, you lie a lot.
But the situations were flipped. You try and do the same thing.
But if you play.
Right?
Right. If you're honest with me.
But you would, wouldn't you?
Probably.
Of course you would.
Probably.
Ken's a great producer, so is Chris.
Yes, but he's much more important to me than he is to you.
That's where you and I disagree.
No, he's much more important.
Why?
His institutional knowledge of the show.
His institutional knowledge of me.
And by the way.
The show is me and you, not Mutt.
You don't have a show yet.
Yeah, but he's going to be a big part of putting it together.
You're starting ground zero.
I trust him.
There's
no position that matters more, and I trust him.
Yeah, and
I have to have people I trust.
You can hire anyone in the whole country.
So could you?
They don't know my show.
Yeah, they don't know me either. Ken
you don't
knows me.
I have a show. I have a show. Ken,
I do have a show.
Our show. You know that. The best thing about Ken is his knowledge of the show.
Of what show?
Of my show.
Of what show?
And since you've been you've been gone, he's been great.
Of what show would you say, Ken? If you said to Ken, what shows did he produce? What would he say?
What do you mean?
Did you say Mutt and Callahan?
No, it'd say Callahan. No, it'd say Kirk and Callahan.
Correct. The institutional knowledge of Kirk and Callahan.
But we have
and
a
now
lot
Kirk
of,
is one way and Callahan's the other way.
And if you haven't noticed, we have a lot of the same characters, the same people,
yeah,
the same
I developed
subject
them.
Matter.
I know. Right. I know. So he's going to come with me, I hope. I hope.
Right. And I'm.
My question is, so obviously we're both going to fight for him and Chris. Whatever happens, happens. If I take one of them, you won't be mad at me.
I can't make
understand
any promises.
Understand that if I don't get them.
I would understand that I could still be mad at
understand
you.
Understand if I don't get them, I'm going to be furious at you. And I will be irrational.
Furious at me? You
yes,
just said.
I will be
irrational. You understand.
Yes, but you know me. I will be irrational for a while.
Okay.
You know that.
Okay, if you're going to put it that way, fine.
Would you be surprised?
Fuck off.
Would you be surprised?
If you're mad at me?
Yes.
Kirk.
So you'd be surprised if I acted irrationally about it?
Irrationally towards me, yes, I'd be disappointed.
But would you be surprised knowing me?
No, surprise,
okay, all right,
no.
That's all I need to know.
No, but I'd be disappointed. I mean, what more do you need to know about me? You know everything about me.
Of course
really
I do.
You think I'm going to, like, cross you? Like fuck you over?
No. But promises were
but
made.
You think I'm going to say, go ahead, take my guys?
No.
Kirk, they've already, you know, hurt my show.
I disagree. Mutt
was part of the show. Mutt was there. They hurt my show. We were rolling. We were having a good time. I can't.
Is it the most fun you've ever had?
I can't let them hurt it anymore without a fight. That's for sure.
Is it the most fun you ever had in radio?
Yeah.
I would say so.
I would say, you know, days like when you were over here with the Fire Felger sign and I couldn't talk because I was laughing so hard.
That was fun.
It was just Trenny and I alone in the studio. That was fun.
That's going to happen again. What else? Anything else? I'm sure you got things to do.
You
got
to go. They told us.
We got till 11.
So did you say you got to get out?
No, I don't think so. It's like the old days, a program director's coming
in. What do you
in.
Really think of him?
I think he made it pretty clear.
Zarbano is yes. in studio with us now.
Yes.
As I told you many, many times, you'll hate the next guy more. And that's true.
Yeah.
And I'm more convinced than ever that you can hate the next guy more.
When I meet the new program director in January, we'll see how it goes.
I mean the new boss, the guy you answer to now.
I like the guy right now.
Right now. That's
yeah,
the key.
Well, of course.
We'll
I mean,
see.
But do you think if you're good at your job, if you're a good radio personality, you should get along with your program director? Of course not.
Well, you should.
The ones who don't, the ones who do are
get
pussies.
Along?
No, like don't have issues ever. That's
well,
part
issues.
Of the deal.
I get along fine with them. I have issues all the time.
You get along fine with them? You
yeah.
talk to them for months.
Huh?
I talked to him for weeks.
He gets
and
paranoid and says, are you mad at me? I feel like I'm with my girlfriend in eighth grade.
Now, people have said
you
that,
mad at me?
People,
I say, what?
I see, I like that. That's when you know you got him.
Yeah, but the thing with you and me is we don't, like, I don't. Keep anything from you. I just tell you what I think.
No, I think a big difference between you and me is I am more comfortable with
yes,
people. You like to be liked in a weird way.
Not
you know, not even that, but you don't like the tension you're not comfortable with sometimes.
No
you're
one,
a pleaser in a weird
no
way.
No one is more comfortable with tension than you. I'll give you that.
Right.
You're insane. You like
well,
to be hated.
I'm not insane anymore.
I compared you to... Who did I compare you to? I said the only other person I know who liked to be hated as much as you...
I don't know.
Was somebody... I forget who it is now. It reminded me of you because they were comfortable being hated.
Right.
Yeah, maybe it's Michael Rappaport. I don't know. But
I'll give you a great example. I thought Trump was awesome a couple weeks ago with Pelosi and Schumer.
Yeah.
Like, he was so calm, and they were so upset. It made me think of, like, a situation.
I was thinking
like
of him, but then again, he...
No, he gets sensitive.
He tries to appease the New York Times and the Washington Post.
But I thought it'd be a great moment in there, yeah. in the middle of it, when he was like, we're just being transparent, Nancy. Like, this
right.
is, like, why we have to hide? Because they kept saying, let's go talk about this off camera. And he was like, well, why? Like, why can't we just talk about it? That
but
was a great moment.
I would say I'm a lot less of a pleaser than some other people
oh, sure.
we worked with.
Obviously.
I mean, you can't do this job and really be a pleaser, especially with the text line and the Twitter and the you know whatever callers calling and the critics.
If I asked you for a lot, for much, to promise me much, not really, right? In our friendship, over the
have
years,
you asked me to
yeah,
promise
to do
you?
Something for me or anything. I'm not a big.
Now you're going to ask for something totally unreasonable.
No. I am not. I will say that our friendship has survived a lot.
No, I know what the one.
Okay,
thing.
Let me get there. Our friendship has survived a lot over a short time. I mean, we haven't been friends that long, about 6 years, but I consider you one of my best friends. I love you. You know that.
Yeah.
You told me you love me. You told me that.
If you love me, you'd leave Ken Laird alone and let him do his job.
I think the opposite is true. We watched each other bury our parents, and we've been through a lot together. If next February you have Sam Kennedy on your show at spring training, we will not be friends anymore. That I will say.
I'll think about it.
I will just let you know that.
It's good radio.
If I see that picture of you guys with your arms around each other before the segment starts, you told me So Buckley's writing a big story about me?
Yes.
And he said he talked to Sam Kennedy, and Kennedy said...
Yeah, Kennedy said he had nothing to do with it.
Do you?
Or, I don't know if there's exact words...
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that?
I don't think he was a fan, Kirk. I don't think he was a fan.
You don't believe him, right?
And I don't know how it manifested itself, like a direct call, get him off the air.
I know how it works.
But he know...
People talk to people at games
and
planes.
And there was a lot of games where a lot of important people were rubbing shoulders.
Suites and planes.
In suites and planes and hotels. And you know what? You were always topic A.
If Sam Kennedy had a thicker skin, and the Red Sox had a thicker skin... Like Larry Lucchino or Bob Kraft, I'd be on the show still. That's my belief.
But there were other dark forces at
work. I agree, but I think that was chief. I think that was first. That's my... again...
Do you know that?
I'm like, I would say 90% sure of that. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not... I don't know for sure either. But
would you be stunned if that was true?
No, but we know there were other people who didn't like you,
right?
Or didn't like the show, and I don't know how many of them had the power to do something about it. But
what's the future of the Mutt and Callahan show?
What are you talking about? The future's unlimited, you know.
Well, what is it going to? What's the?
Well, you know, we're still working to find a third person. The
permanent,
maybe.
You don't want that.
Well, it depends. Like we always said, if we found the, we had the rotating co-hosts,
right?
And if we found the right guy, boom, we get.
But Reamer,
Reamer's been good. He's been good.
He's so dumb though.
But you know he's going to get in trouble again.
Yeah, that's the other thing. You're not going to replace me with Alex Reamer. That's not going to happen. You know who they want.
He's got more balls than brains, which we like.
They like this guy. They were telling me. Joe was telling me he likes this guy. What the hell's his name? Tim Nevert. You saying he won't get in trouble?
He's special.
Chad Lyon.
Tim Nevert couldn't do a talk show for 10 minutes.
Of course not.
That's how talentless he is.
I love Dale. Dale's like, you know, what did he say? Like, I Kirk Minahan made it his mission to get Tim Nevert fired.
He said Nevert.
Fuck you.
Nevert said that to him.
Yeah, I'm sure. But Dale like reports this fact. Why can't Dale say? You think I spent 3 seconds off the air? You were with me every day.
No, we didn't.
We made fun of him on the air.
We said we should improve the product.
Right. But you've been with me all the time. Do you think I cared enough to go in an office and say get rid of this guy?
And they wouldn't listen to you if you did.
Truthfully, you cared more about it than I did. You complained about it more than me.
Right, because I'm more of a sports fan.
You love the games.
I would like to listen to the games, but he was so grating, annoying that I couldn't.
We didn't get the chance to talk about the games at all, but on the air, obviously, other than this. Is like you have Sam Kennedy, by the way, met with us a year ago. Just give you how much
had
we
lunch.
Changed, and basically begged us to try and help him improve the product.
They just wanted to know how they could improve
the product.
And we told him.
Right, and we told him, and he sat there and nodded and pretended like he was listening to us, and then moved on. But like you know, the Chad Finns, all these people can write about, and Charlie Pierce and Dan Fuckwad Kennedy can all write about how terrible it would be and how
I know.
But the truth is, do you think 28-year-olds right now are listening to traditional play-by-play broadcasts?
No, it's a problem.
So the numbers are down, and the age is going up, so you either can address it or pretend it's not a problem and have it really die.
And we had the ideas, good ones. I mean, there's a lot of ways to improve the product.
Yeah, we never said make it a talk show.
No.
It'd be better. It'd be better than what they have now anyway, but that's not it. There's a marriage.
And they're going to do it, and they're going to do it better, and they probably won't go far enough. I said you should have music.
Right.
You know, you should change the pregame, the postgame, everything. Get with the times.
Are you cool with if Ken needs to borrow stuff sounding and he comes in early?
No, he's dead to me. He's not going to give him any more shoes.
No more shoes for Ken?
No more shoes.
That's been your... So what's your prediction?
Yeah, did you give him any shoes?
Yeah, I did.
You did?
I did.
He's not your size.
What's your prediction? How does this all play out? Ken Laird,
I say
Chris
you come
Curtis.
Back and we do the show again.
Do you think that's a good way to finish it? Will Kirk Minahan ever be on WEI again?
Yes. Everyone, they all come home, man. Francesa was gone for what, 3 months?
I've been gone longer than Francesa.
That's true.
Well, how
Ordway,
give me the
Dale.
Over-under date. Will I be back? Where will I be back? Mornings, middays, afternoons?
You'll be back with me.
When? By when?
I don't know. When do you start on this cheesy little internet thing?
March or April.
Christ, I got to get me some mental health issues.
I should go wander on the trains.
I got to go walk down the railroad tracks. You get freaking a year off.
That was not. Paid. I don't want to get into it, but you not reaching out to me for a couple of weeks after that.
Oh, fuck off!
Not a great. Not great. Not great.
You don't tell people that, do you?
Yeah. Why? Yes.
God.
It was 3 weeks after I went into McLean before you reached out to
not,
me the first time.
It was that 10
was
minutes.
Not good.
After I hung up with this weasel, Joey Zarbano, 10 minutes later, I called your wife.
Mm-hmm.
And then I called you.
Right.
So stop lying.
Look at me.
If I get 9 months off paid, I am walking on the... I'll let the train hit me.
Look at me. I love you.
Yeah.
Say it. Just say it.
Okay. I hate you.
That's not right.
We'll do it again because we didn't do the funeral story.
We'll do the funeral story.
Even though it's topical, yep. It's a little more involved. You know that.
I went 3-1 last week. How did you do?
3-1 on what? Picks. Funerals?
On your picks.
I didn't make any picks. Mutt's 8-1, though.
Oh, okay.
Could you have done that?
And by the way, you stole. I heard the one part I heard say you stole from me. What? I brought that up on the podcast about grown men putting their pictures on Christmas cards. That's me. I said that.
I've been saying that for years, Kirk. Have you ever seen me?
Did you get a card from him?
No.
The picture from them is from Saratoga.
I didn't get it. He said he'll bring it in tomorrow. Right. No, but aren't you on your...
No.
I've never been on a card. My wife goes to town with these cards, and I've never been on.
I can see Tracy want to do that.
And I always say, grown men don't belong on cards. Dogs and kids.
Dogs and kids.
And both Andy Hart and Mutt disagreed.
Well, because they're proud of their bodies. That's why.
And that's true. They're both vain. Yeah. We put the poll question out. It was like 98-2.
That's right. You got 50
grown
votes.
Grown men
do not
belong on Christmas cards.
All right. That's the way you want to close it?
I guess.
Right.
Hey, happy holidays, Kirk.
You too. Happy holidays, Jerry.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.